All right, guys. Well, we are live, and today's show is going to be a touch bit controversial. Some people listening might get a tad bit squeamish and might be like, what in the world are you guys talking about? But it's a subject that I love to talk about. I think it's very important to our health and well-being. So we'll get to that subject in a little bit, but we are going to be talking with Amanda Vollmer today. She is runs a website called yumnaturals.com, yumnaturals.com. She's been on the show a couple times. She wrote the book Healing with DMSO. And so I guess she doesn't have a picture on here, huh? But you can check out her book, if you go to framingtheworld.com, just type in DMSO, and her book will pop up. It's a great book. I read it. It's an easy book to read. It's a quick read. Healing with DMSO, the complete guide to safe and natural treatment for managing pain, inflammation, and other chronic ailments with dimethyl sulfoxide. And so DMSO is not the subject we're going to be focusing on. However, we are going to be talking about DMSO later on in the program. We're going to be starting off by talking about something, and I'm really kind of letting you guys think out there, what is this show going to be about? Well, if you read the title, you probably know. This show is going to be talking about the Gerson therapy. If you guys haven't read this book, The Healing the Gerson Way, it's a great book. But not just about the therapy exactly. We're going to be talking about a part of the therapy. And that part requires you to use this piece of equipment right here. You're like, what is that piece of equipment right there? Well, I like to call them coffee breaks. So when I'm at home, I like to say, all right, honey, I'm going to go take my coffee break. And that doesn't mean I'm going to be sipping on this nice cup of coffee. Which that is a nice cup of coffee. It's very nice. And, you know, this warmer is probably not healthy because I don't know what kind of plastic stuff that leaches out. But definitely keeps the coffee warm. Anyways, so we're going to be talking about coffee enemas today. You're like, coffee enemas? What in the world are you talking about? Well, if you know what the Gerson therapy is, you're going to be no stranger to coffee enemas. And so we are going to have Amanda explain what coffee enemas are today. She's going to be on the program in a little bit. But this book is called Healing the Gerson Way. It's Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. And coffee enemas plays a huge role in healing your body. And so we're going to be talking about that. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, the Gerson therapy, I really recommend that you watch this film, The Beautiful Truth. The world's simplest cure for cancer. And it says right here, a must-see, vital, provocative, and enlightening. An unforgettable wake-up call. Illuminating, touching, funny, sad, rage-inducing, provocative, entertaining, and hopeful. This film is fantastic. I watched this many years ago, and it literally changed my life. And my whole outlook on cancer therapies and alternative cancer therapies. You know, I didn't realize how dangerous standard medicine is. And, you know, this is a great, great DVD to watch. If you know nothing about the topic, it'll totally just... It'll help you. And especially if you wake up tired or you know, you just don't feel like you're as healthy as you used to be. You know, there's ways to make yourself more healthy. We're going to be talking about that with Amanda in a little bit. Again, guys, make sure you support Framing the World. Check out the book Healing with DMSO. It's a fantastic book. I also wanted to quickly just thank all of our donors to this live stream. I want to thank Preston Taylor, Justin Schwartz, Ethan Schmidt, Walter Rodriguez, Kay Kuntz, Julio Files, Julio Guerrero, Samuel Elliott, Christian Cumby. A donation was also made in the memory of Timothy Caffone and Effectious Services. I think that's how you pronounce it. Effectious. That just doesn't seem right. I don't think that's right. It's EFFICACIOUSSERVICES.com. You might have to rewind that a couple times to get that. They should probably change their URL since that word is nearly impossible to pronounce, yet alone spell. Just a little tip. But I appreciate them supporting this show, supporting this channel. And again, guys, if you want to be a supporter of the show, you can donate to the show directly, which the link will be in the description of this video, or you can support us on Patreon. Now, I really appreciate people who support us on Patreon. It's just kind of something that I can count on every month, and it really just helps take the stress off me. So if you're watching this show and you don't support us, make sure to head over to framingtheworld.com. $5 a month is a great way to just show that you support us here and that you want this show to continue. So we want to do a bunch of shows like this. We are going to be giving away to five people $5 off in the store. And so sometime during this live stream, probably towards the end, we are going to be giving away. We're going to be telling you a coupon code. So when you go to check out, and only five of these can be used. So when five people use them, it'll be done. All you have to do is type in this code at checkout and you'll get $5 off your order. It doesn't matter what you order, you'll get $5 off. So, again, guys, I appreciate everyone's support and, yeah, we're going to get started here. We're going to be talking, with Amanda Vollmer. She runs the website yumnaturals.com. I hope you go check that out. She also sells a bunch of DMSO products and other things there. If you live in Canada, this is a perfect store to order from, as the shipping will be obviously a lot cheaper than what you can get from me. And she has a lot of great products here too. And she's a really nice lady. She... I think this is going to be her third time on the show. So it's the first time, though, in the new studio. So, and talking to me, I think it's the first time talking to me, too. So we're going to be talking about coffee enemas, DMSO. We're going to be talking about castor oil, and a few other things, guys. So, yeah. All right, what else before we get her on? Again, guys, all you have to do is go to the website and type in DMSO, and Amanda's book will pop up. And also, we have some gel, and we have some liquid. We also have some cream. I don't know why it's not showing up there, but I will add it, make sure it's on there by the end of the stream, or while the stream's going here, I'll make sure it's on. DMSO cream is just, this stuff is just the best stuff ever. If you haven't tried DMSO, make sure to go try it out. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. But, yeah, so let's get Amanda plugged in here and we'll get this show going. All right, Amanda. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Are you ready to talk about this subject?
I'm always ready to talk about this subject.
Well, it's something that I personally love to talk about. It's something that I do in stages. Like I do it probably like every 6 months. I do it for a while and then I stop. And then I'm a big supporter of the Gerson therapy. So why don't you start off? First off, and just tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your book, and then we'll get into talking about the elephant in the room.
The thing. My name is Amanda Vollmer, and I have a lot of background in science. I'm trained in agricultural biotechnology, so that's a Bachelor of Science. And that was from the University of Lethbridge in Alberta. Then I traveled and I did a lot of awakening, and I did have a Kundalini awakening in 2000. Then I went to naturopathic college, which is a 4-year medical degree. It's technically a doctorate. And I walked away from my licensure because I realized on a political side there was a lot going on that I didn't want to get involved with, which was, being controlled by entities that didn't have the best goals in mind and true freedom, because that's really ultimately what I'm about is autonomy, freedom, anarchy. And anarchy is really just not needing government, not needing control, being sovereign, being solvent, taking self-responsibility for your actions, becoming grounded spiritually, so you're listening to God, to your higher self, and following that appropriate action. And being a creative being, I was an artist. I still love to paint. I love to make remedies. I make over 150 natural remedies. So you can find that on yumnatural.com. And obviously, I wrote a book, Healing with DMSO, which is fairly new. It, of course, released during COVID, which was a little bit of a meh because couldn't really have a release party or anything. And it's just something that I always wanted to do is do some more writing. I do have an active blog on yummy.doctor with some really important information. Obviously, I teach about health. I teach about how to be your own doctor, how to learn about your body, and then how to apply natural remedies to heal yourself, because the powers that be have taken away that right from us and given it into the hands of a chemical medicine cartel that profits off your illness. And one of my prime goals is to teach people how to heal themselves and how to go to nature, what to do, and how to apply it appropriately. And it's very empowering to know that, and to use those things. So yeah, I like to continue to learn and grow, and I'm obviously very political and I speak my mind, and I'm not afraid to face things that maybe a lot of people are afraid to, like have a difference of opinion or challenge conventional belief systems just because they were taught in government-run schools, like the germ theory, for example, or viruses, all of those things I've been working on for a long time. I do have a YouTube channel, Yum Naturals Emporium. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all the platforms, but I'm slowly moving away to BitChute and to. I'm actually on Telegram now. I'm really liking the Telegram platform quite a bit.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's an app. I mean, it's more on the phone than the computer, even though you can use it on the computer. And it's interesting because you have groups and you have pages. So I do have one of each. So the page is just here are my postings or musings or thoughts or things I'm coming across to share with you on a one directional, platform. And then there's the group, and the group is interactive, which is nice. And it feels cozy. It feels like you're in a room with your friends. And I like it. I like it better than Facebook. And I'm noticing I'm using it more than Facebook. And anyway, I'm banned again on Facebook for another 21 days. So,
Oh man.
it's touch and go with that one.
Well, I really enjoyed your book, Healing with DMSO. I really encourage, if you're listening, you haven't ordered that book, I really encourage you to go order that book. Do you have any other books in the works? Anything else that you want to do next? Or what?
Yeah, I have written a few that are in sort of a rough edit. Because my business has been exploding, really, I've been seeing a lot of clients more than ever before. I'm actually booked 7, 8 weeks in advance now.
Wow.
I'm just very occupied, and the store's gotten busier, and I have more walk-ins, and people travel all over the from hours and hours away to come see me. So, it's been fun, definitely, but the books are not getting attention because of time. I'm hoping to change that soon. I need to expand the business into a new facility. And then, if I do that, I can hire more people and then I can free up some more time and then I can get back to the writing. I've written a book called Cracking the Cult Code. It's about how the medical cartel is run like a cult. And then I've written a book called 30 Days to Better Health, which is a workbook on how to go from day one to day 30, not in that particular order and not in that particular pace if you don't need to regain your health, and really practical things that they're lessons and they're life lessons that you will keep using again and again. So that those are two, and I definitely want to write a book about the false germ theory. I want to put together all of the understanding of the science of how we got into this false virus causation for disease, that model. I want to crack that open further. And I've done so much research on it. It's just a matter of putting it together. And what I've been doing instead now is writing them as blog articles and trying to just get it out a little more that way, because I don't want to sit on the information too long because it's so timely, obviously.
Yeah.
And as well, I've started to create affidavits and serve affidavits to local police, health departments, hospitals, and so forth, the schools, school boards, to educate them about the dangers of mask wearing, to again challenge the germ theory and the myth of the virus and how this COVID scam began, from people like Dr. Stefan Lenka. If you go to my blog, yummy.doctor, you'll see the last two articles. One is from Dr. Lanka, who just blows it apart and explains it so perfectly as to how this whole illusion happened from start to finish. And then the next article after that is the affidavit of service regarding masks. And I do recommend people read that and share it because and print it off and help people understand, because the only way we're going to do this is if each of us take that responsibility and start to share it locally, face to face with people. Because of censorship, we're not going to get the word out the same way through social media. I mean, obviously we still are, but I mean, it's the everyday people that you come across that I have printouts. I mean, these are 10, 12 pages. I have printouts on my desk. When people come in, I'm handing it to them and asking it if they would read it for me, if they would read it and take the time. So that'll open their mind and help them get out of fear, because this cartel is basically running us on fear. They're using fear to motivate us and to change policies and to take away more and more of our freedoms. And if you don't notice that, then there's a problem that you're not seeing that's very obvious to the majority of us. We see that this is not about a disease, and it's certainly not about our protection or our health. This is about population control. This is about financial reset. This is about moving large populations of people out of land that they want to buy up and own and use for their agenda, for their UN 2030 smart city agenda, which is happening in Australia very strong. They want that piece first, and they also want California, Oregon done as well. So they're using DEW DEW weapons to start fires there. They've been really setting that up for a long time. And they're attacking the houses, so the houses will be burnt down, but not the trees. which you can find evidence of that as well. And a lot of people don't realize that there's lots of layers going on hidden in plain sight of this destruction around us. And there's going to be food shortages because of that. There's economic crashes left and right, and they're trying to get us into a cashless society. That's also convenient for the fake virus to say, oh, cash is dirty, or we have a coin shortage, or whatever, because they don't want you with cash, because cash can be hidden. They want everything tracked, every movement tracked. And they're going to lie. They're going to say that it's for your safety and your protection because we love you, you know. And people fall for that. The people must be so unloved or something that they're just like, oh, you love, you care. Oh, okay. Do whatever you want to me, you know.
Well, I just don't understand how people are still deceived by all of this. I mean, it's been proven that it's not as deadly as they made it out to be. And I'm with you on that. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. We are going to be talking about DMSO a little bit later. I do want to promote the book a little bit, but I wanted to get to one of my favorite topics, and a topic I don't think I've really talked about much on the show, is about coffee enemas. And I am a firm believer in them, and I just wanted to talk to you and just, can you break down what is a coffee enema and why is it so effective?
Well, there's an important history, just like with anything, that we seem to have lost a lot of our history. But what had happened is in the war, and in the last world war, the enemy lines were blocked. So they could not get their painkillers, their heroin and so forth. They couldn't get it into, cross the lines, basically. So what happened was the nurses were desperate to help these suffering soldiers with their pain. And they only had coffee available to them. So they had the idea that maybe we could try the coffee in an enema and see what happens, knowing that if the body is backed up with toxins and you can be in an inflamed state and inflammation leads to pain. And lo and behold, it worked. They were able to manage a soldier's pain using coffee enemas. So that was sort of the beginning. It was one of those use what you've got scenarios. Dr. Gerson, he was the one to find that piece of history and go, well, if they're using it and they're noticing pain reducing, then why is that happening? Like, what's going on there? And so he investigated and he did science on that, and he found that these enemas were helping cure some pretty chronic disease. He was helping people with all kinds of things, from cancer to TB. You name it. He was brilliant man, Max Gerson, and he was able to understand it and study it. And there's quite a bit of science that he did on that topic. And his daughter Charlotte, which I had the pleasure of meeting many years ago, she's recently deceased, and she basically promoted his work. She was like his mini me, and she learned all about it, and she went and lectured around the world teaching about the importance of coffee enemas and how to heal cancer and other chronic ailments using the Gerson therapy protocols, which is more than just the coffee enema. It includes certain injections of liver injections, castor oil processes and detoxes, a specific diet. And this was a doctor ahead of his time that was understanding that biochemistry and nutrition were what helped the body recover, and removing toxins from the body assisted recovery. And this is what he was mastering. So that's a huge component of the history of how it came to be. It was really through Dr. Gerson that we really found out about it and modernize it through the Gerson therapy and through other doctors like Dr. Wilson. He promotes it wholeheartedly as well. And anyone who's ever done one or ever helped patients heal using one have amazing stories to share. And I have, you know, many, many hundreds of these experiences of feedback from people who just are so glad that they've had this experience and that they have this tool in their toolkit to use when they're not feeling well for any situation or change of seasons, as we're seeing now, to prevent illness like colds and flu, which are a detox response to the body. It's not, you don't catch it, you make it. And the body wants to get rid of toxins, so it will try to get them out through the liver. And if you support the liver ahead of time, then you don't need to get mucus processing like that and removing debris through the other orifices, right? And so this is not necessarily an enema. Can be considered a colon cleanse. There's many, many kinds of enemas, hundreds and hundreds of enemas that you can do for different disease states. For example, I have a lot of clients with colitis or Crohn's, and we use different kinds of enemas. For example, I have plantain behind me in the screen. You can actually use plantain, plantago, to as an infusion in an enema to heal the tissue of the colon. You can use chamomile, calendula, red raspberry leaf, these sorts of things. But the coffee is different. The coffee, yes, you will get a colon cleanse from it, but that's a nice side effect. The real cleanse is the liver and the blood and the gallbladder. So it's a different approach chemically than just, you know, cleaning out debris in the colon.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see you have your enema kit behind you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's sad because I know a lot of people in my family, friends, you know, I used to know that unfortunately got cancer, and they went about it, you know, the standard way, you know, cut out things out of their body, you know, just destroy their health, get the chemo. And it's just sad seeing someone that was really healthy, you know, they go in to the doctor, they don't even know they're sick sometimes, and then the doctor tells them, like, these horrible news, you got, like, you know, you only have, like, 3 months left to live. And then they pressure you so much into doing all of these chemotherapies and stuff like that, that it scares a lot of people into doing it. And, you know, that's why I want to do some shows like this, so people can be educated in these things before they become diagnosed with these type of things. Because we know cancer is, you know, a lot of people are getting cancer, and everybody knows people that have died of cancer. And so I think this topic that we're talking about is very important, and I really want to just help people get different information. And I know a lot of people listening to my stuff, they probably don't know a lot of this information. It's something that I really haven't talked about much, but it's important. And so can you just talk about why it's important to not go the standard chemo route, and why it's important to look into alternative medicines and healing?
Yeah, great question. I'm not going to judge anyone who goes through any process if they feel deep inside that that's what they're supposed to do. As long as they're doing it in a true educated fashion, meaning they've really looked at all the options available and they're truly deciding to do a suppression therapy like chemo and radiation for something specific, like, for example, maybe they don't have enough money. Maybe they're old and they don't feel like they're going to live much longer anyway. Or maybe there's some other spiritual reason they think they need to do this. Or maybe there's a part of them that believes in it so much that they'll have a placebo effect and that will get them by for maybe 5 years or something. And that's good enough for them. And I, you know, everyone has their journey. So there are people like that, and there are people who think they've healed from that, and I would never take that away from them. But what really is going on is with these chemicals is just a suppression of a mechanism. For example, if you have a fever and you take an antipyretic, say a Tylenol, you change the metabolism so that the pyrethrins that are causing the fever are now sequestered and no longer present. So the fever appears to be gone. However, the sacrifice in that is that the fever was part of a healing mechanism in the body, and it was doing a specific job. And now it isn't doing that job. So there will be a secondary repercussion from the suppression or the stopping of that normal healing method. Okay. It's in our ignorance that we do these actions, and in our impatience that we do these actions. We are in fear. A lot of the times we're put into a lot of states of fear. We're told by doctors, you only have so much time to live, as if there's some sort of magicians with a crystal ball that they can peer into the future and see how long you're going to live for. They appeal to authority. They come across as an authority, and they are very good at getting you to give up your power to them, and rather than doing the work on yourself for yourself, which takes effort and time and focus and energy and all of these things. It takes a specific type of desire inside that person to do that. And that's not for everybody because of the way that they were maybe raised to believe a certain way or to not have the power within them to do it, to do that. So the chemo and radiation process is a suppression. It doesn't allow the body to do what it's doing, which is to try to move the toxins away into a pouch and to protect the blood from going into a degeneration state. Once the blood is degenerated, there's really not too much that you can come back from with that, unless you're really present and you can do some incredible in the moment types of things, like applying the right homeopathy in the right moment or the right procedure in the right moment, which a lot of people are not equipped to do. I had a case of a dog that was just too far gone because the vets had poisoned the blood so significantly with all kinds of chemical medicines and antibiotics. There was nothing left to save, really. That dog was going to go septic one way or another. The blood was disfigured, so it couldn't carry oxygen anymore. And once that happens, there's not a lot really you can do, again, except for really severe stuff that would need hands-on. And it's not a good idea as a rule to suppress anything, because there will be secondary consequences when you do that. And like I said, there is a time and a place for suppression, like in an emergency. You may need to suppress something to get into a more safe surrounding before you can heal properly. That's acceptable, but they're short term. They're short term. They're acutes. In the long term, what you have to address are the factors that got you into that situation in the first place, which definitely took years and years in the making. And something that takes that long to create is not going to magically go away overnight. Or if it does, a lot of the times it resurges again because the lessons aren't learned. And the process by which you are meant to expand or learn or flourish or heal on another level, like emotional, takes time. And if you just took out the tumor and suppressed it, you never ever met yourself where you needed to for your soul growth. There's other reasons for why we get sick. And if you don't accept that, you will just keep making the same mistakes over and over again and continue your suffering. But if you face the reality that maybe you've been eating poorly, maybe you haven't been taking care of your terrain, maybe you haven't been sleeping properly, maybe you've been partying and doing all kinds of drugs, maybe you're drinking a lot of alcohol, maybe you're drinking a lot of coffee, maybe you're having behaviors that are unhealthy emotionally, you're not facing things inside yourself that you need to, and all those toxins accumulate. And then you have toxins that accumulate from all other places. For example, pesticides, herbicides of foods, genetically modified organisms, which have all kinds of strange genetic particles that we have to deal with. We have a soil problem where we don't have enough nutrition in the soil, and the food is maybe looks nice on the outside, but it's nutritionally devoid on the inside. So we're becoming less and less enriched with nutrition while we're increasing in our toxic burden. And that will naturally lead to things like chronic disease, including cancer. So you want to express it. You want to detox it. You want to get your nutrition up. And you want to deal with the reason why it developed, how it developed in the first place, emotionally, mentally, and physically.
So what would you recommend for someone that is feeling, you know, they can tell that their own body is not how it used to be, that they're waking up tired, they're not healthy. What's the first step for that person? What should they do to start their journey into better health?
Usually I suggest that people do a self-assessment of what they do on a day-to-day basis. Just notice their day-to-day habits, because the first step in change is actually awareness. And if they just become aware of their day and what they're doing or not doing, it will give them some insight into some of the changes that they can make, which don't have to be severe. For example, I have a patient right now who's had 2 heart attacks. And in asking him questions, I find out that he barely drinks any water. And so that would be a change that he could make immediately, is find a way to train himself to drink more water in the day. And I said, well, do you like cold water or warm water, or what type of water? Oh, I really like cold water. I said, well, you could put ice in it. He said, oh, I don't have time for that. I said, well, okay, if you don't have time for that, how about just before bed, you pour the water for the day and put it in the fridge so it's cold? Okay, I can do that. Sometimes people are stuck, emotionally stuck, or in a routine or in a belief system that they're just running in a bit of a rat wheel, you know, and they don't know how to get off to make those changes. And they're so overwhelmed that even something like adding ice to water can be overwhelming for them. And so that's why working with someone can be helpful, because it can get you unstuck out of these patterns and sort of skewed belief systems that you can hear yourself saying. And in him saying it, he kind of realized how sort of silly it was, you know? And I said, well, he had a heart attack. I mean, if you don't have enough water, your blood's going to be really thick, and that can lead to a blockage, right? So it's a very simple thing, is just to get rehydrated. So start simple, right? Water. How about your other lifestyle? Do you wash your clothes in toxic laundry detergent that has a really strong fragrance to it? Then switch it out to something that's unscented and that's as natural as you can find. That's an important change that people don't realize. They're continually challenging their immune system, which is through their skin, by poisoning themselves low level all day long with the clothes on their body. How about your toothpaste? Are you putting fluoride into your brain and dulling yourself where you have brain fog because you keep challenging your glandular system with a neurochemical, right? So switch that out for something natural. So make these changes. Find the things in your life that make sense, that you have power over to make a different decision. Just food alone, I usually suggest just start eating fruit in the morning. Have a big salad for lunch with nuts and seeds and some avocado and some good fats. And then for dinner, have a vegetable medley with some beans and rice or lentils or something like that. And just become more vegetarian for a while. Just stop things that are harder for your body to digest. Let your organs that are always working, your core gut, leave it off. Give it a break. Even maybe do a fast for a day, just a water fast. Let your body recover from something for a while, right? You're not feeling right, then your gut has to be addressed. And that's usually where disease begins, is in the gut and what we put into our mouths continually as a habit, as a rule. So you want to reassess your food situation. What could you change? What could you add? instead of that glass of wine that night, why don't you make some kombucha and have sparkling kombucha that night? What can you find that's a healthier version of that? And it might seem so impossible at first, but after a while, you don't miss the poisons because you change. Your tastes change, your taste buds. I said to a woman today in the store, she is like, "Well, I just like the taste of meat." I said, "Well, it's just an addiction, like anything. The second you clear that from your body, you like other things. Your taste buds change and you have different preferences. You will like the way that you cook with miso. You will like the different sweetnesses in a vegetable, roast that you made in the oven, with tamari or something on it. These sorts of things, like get creative with it. And what's it going to hurt if you experiment? If you want to go back to the lifestyle, you have that choice too. But what people find is once you go toward that, you don't want to go back because you feel better. And people who do slip back, they go, "Wait, what happened? I was feeling good and then I just reverted to my old pattern and I don't feel good again." But it's a lesson. And then they realize, "Oh, I see the difference. Now I'm going to go toward health and it's going to stay with me because I do deserve to feel good." And honestly, I think a lot of this is an underlying self-hatred or lack of self-worth, because it's almost as if so many people enjoy their suffering. I think part of this pandemic thing is noticing that about people, that they almost feel like maybe they deserve to suffer, or maybe they're not worthy to ascend, or maybe they're not feeling like they deserve good things, And that takes time, especially if you've been in an abusive situation where you were told you were less than, or you were indoctrinated into certain cult-like thinking. Then I really think the thought process, the mind is just the biggest obstacle, because the changes themselves are not hard. The procedure, to get well, is not difficult. It's always the way that the mind perceives it and makes blocks, that all practitioners like myself find themselves up against and have to do workarounds and get creative. Is why I also love to use homeopathy, because homeopathics really do help clear those stuck mental and emotional states and give them new ideas and options for getting around where they think they're trapped, right? Because that's an illusion.
If you're just tuning in right now, we're talking with Amanda Vollmer. She is runs a website called yumnaturals.com. I really hope you go check that out, especially if you live in Canada. And I know we have a lot of listeners that live in Canada. So you can go to her website and check out all these different soaps and just wildcrafted herbs. So she has a lot of different things on her website. And you can go, of course, she has all types of DMSO. So I really encourage you to go check that out there. What we're talking about today is a DMSO, and we're talking about coffee enemas. And so why is coffee enemas so important, and who would you recommend to start maybe looking into doing coffee enemas?
I really recommend them for just about everybody because it's a long-lost folk remedy to use an enema at home. You don't need anything really much other than the enema kit. It's not a very difficult thing. Once you've sorted it out, once you've done your first one, you realize how easy it is. You realize how nothing it was in your. I'll have people who buy the enema and buy the coffee or whatever they're using and not use it for a long time. It takes them a long time to either get up the nerve to do it or overcome some sort of mental idea about it that it's going to hurt or it's going to be difficult or it's embarrassing or whatever it is. But I just say, you know what? Just fill it with a little bit of distilled water and do a run and see how it goes, you know? And
Yeah.
they're, instead of being so overwhelming, oh, I have to prepare the coffee correctly and filter it correctly and cool it down and all of these steps, because again, people who are sick can be easily overwhelmed. And that's why I suggest, well, just do your morning distilled water enema. Even if you don't have the energy to warm it up, just do it room temperature and feel that through. And that'll just be one big step where you feel like you've accomplished that. You will feel better because you'll clean the bowel right away. You will have any impacted stool released, any parasites that are in there released, any calcium buildup that prevents reabsorption during, you know, from the colon wall will be released. People are surprised with what they see coming out of them, especially the first few times. And they feel better. They'll feel at least marginally some sense of increased energy. And that can be a good addiction to feel that way.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. And you know, it's funny you said that you can feel overwhelmed. I did the exact same thing. I bought the kit. I bought the light roast coffee. I had it just sitting. I put the coffee inside the bucket, and it just sat there for, I don't know how long, a long time. And then I said to myself, I wasn't feeling very good. I was like, you know, I'm going to try this. And because I already been juicing for a couple months, and I was just saying to myself, I need to just try it. And so once you do it the first time, you're right. You just realize that it's no big deal. And in fact, it's awesome. And you can just sit there, you know, read your book, hang out, because you do it and you wait 15 minutes and you just let it kind of, you know, you try to hold it in. At first, it's harder. And then it gets easier and easier every time you do it to hold it in. And even if you don't hold it in for a long time, you're still getting a lot of benefits from it. Mm-hmm. And so I really do encourage people to look more into it. I know Amanda has done a couple interviews about this issue. I really hope you check out her other interviews where she talks more about it. And there's also tutorials online where you can get specifics on exactly how to do it. There's people that walk you through it, and don't be overwhelmed. Just try it out. It's not some weird thing. It really does make you feel better. And, it actually got to a point where, you know, I don't want to say I was addicted to it, because I wasn't. I was just maybe addicted to the feeling it gave me. I just loved how it just made me feel like just ready for my day. I could just go do whatever I wanted. And so I think this is a very important topic. What are some things that you would recommend, some places where people can get the more information on how to do these kind of things?
Well, I did make a step-by-step video on my YouTube. Yes, I did walk through the coffee enema procedure. So that's a really good hand-holding guide to the setup, you know, step-by-step. Here, you get the coffee, grind the coffee. So I video walk through that.
Oh, process. Awesome. Well, I definitely have to check that out. And can you just say your YouTube channel again one more time so people know?
It's Yum, Y-U-M, Naturals, Emporium.
Great.
Yum Naturals is spelled as one word.
Yeah.
And I do want to just quickly talk about some of the benefits of the coffee enema, because I think it's important that people understand what's happening to them when they do it. And obviously we know we're removing waste and that this is a detox process, but why and why coffee? And people ask things like, can it be decaf coffee? Or, you know, and they'll make a joke like, should I put cream and sugar into that? And, you know, these sorts of things, which a lot of people say that. So, no, you don't. but what's happening is your liver is a master gland and is the filter of blood for your body. the primary filter. So all of your blood volume goes through your liver within 3 minutes. So when you hold that enema, a coffee in for 12 to 15 minutes or so, you're washing that blood multiple times. And as you're washing it, something called glutathione, which is a master antioxidant and sort of like a detergent scrubber, you can think of it like that. It's in every cell in the human body, and it's synthesized in the liver, and it's present in the liver and the colon. And when you do an enema, you increase your percentage of glutathione in the liver by 700%, and in the colon by, you know, another, I think it's 600% in the liver, 700% in the colon. That's right. And it creates this scrubbing effect where it cleans up wastes like pesticides and herbicides and, you know, drug residues and bad hormones, negative, like hormones you don't want, xenoestrogens and things from the environment. And when the blood is working optimally, then it can flow properly, and then it can deliver nutrients and oxygen appropriately to the tissues that need repairing. And you feel good. Obviously, you're going to have more energy when that process can happen. Glutathione also creates this, what helps white blood cell mobilization, which is something called leukotrienes. So leukotriene synthesis. So it makes them, helps to make them. And it will also sequester excess free radicals. And we know that free radicals, or these broken cells that float around, cause havoc in the body because they're unstable and they want a partner. So they are looking for free attachments. And when they attach to something, they create a free radical in that, and on and on and on, causing damage as they go along. And that is one of the proposed causes of cancer from the common sort of medical understanding of it, even though there's lots of other ways we can talk about what causes cancer. But it does happen one way or another where you get free radicals, and this is the way to sequester them. And it will detoxify carcinogens, lots of different carcinogens. And it will also bind bilirubin and these things called glucuronidides or glucuronides. So they can be also taken out of the liver cells themselves. And these like to hold on to toxins, these particular things. Same with the bile. It's recycled in the body. And what happens is toxins will adhere to these things, even though they're still being recycled. So you'll encourage the body to remove them and remake these processes fresh without having to keep carrying the toxic burden. And therefore, they're also going to work better. They're going to be more optimized. A lot of the blood that will leave the body, that's why our stool is the color that it is. A lot of the dead blood or the old blood cells will go, and they're like a brown color. So that's why our poos are that color, comes through the liver. And through the portal vein, the specific acids that are in the coffee will actually help the portal vein release all that dead and damaged cells and release them into the colon. It also will increase the peristalsis of the intestine, which is the natural snake-like movement of the intestines. And when it does that, anything that's stuck to the sides of the colon will be sloughed off and will come off. Even though they're not primarily, obviously, I said, as a colon cleanse, you will get this increased peristalsis, which is nice to have. There's something called, in the caffeine specifically, not in decaf, in the caffeine of the coffee, it's called palmitic acid. And that's the stuff you're really after, why we use coffee. There's other acids and other reasons, but it's that particular acid that is responsible for the glutathione production that we're really after here. And that's why we use coffee, and it has to be caffeinated coffee for it to work. Remaking the bile, cleaning out the blood, dumping the portal vein blood away, remaking some of the hepatocyte carriers, you can see that this is a multi-layered detox, that if you get on top of that, of course you're going to feel good, like you were saying, but you will heal some serious disease if you continue to approach your body in that way, because blood is life, and if your blood is deformed, it will not do the job that you want it to do, which is to dissolve a tumor, which is to make new cells, which is to repair DNA, and all of the functions that is required by the blood to mobilize all your nutrients that you're taking, usually orally, even though sometimes you can be using it topically, as we're learning about DMSO being transdermal. So I just want to explain that in general. There's a lot more details I can send you if you want to put in the, for the show notes, some of the, you know, descriptions and protocols and things.
Okay, like how to do it. And, you know, it's also, you know, one of the questions I had when I first heard about this and I felt a little overwhelmed was, like, what kind of coffee should I use? Like, is there a special kind? And what I learned, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that it just matters as light roast or inorganic. Is that true? Or
light or medium roast is considered acceptable because it has enough palmitic acids. There is specific coffee enema coffee that you can buy that is supposedly going to have the most of that. Mm. But it's expensive and you don't really need to do that to have benefit. You can't use freeze-dried coffee because the acids will be damaged. Mm. And yes, ideally in bean form, so not already ground down when you buy it. You should grind it yourself fresh, ideally.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, bird friendly, shade friendly, properly, you know, ecologically harvested, non-sprayed coffee is going to be important. Although it's interesting, Folgers regular coffee was tested as one of the cleanest, which is very strange.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I trust the info, to be honest, but I have read that in a few places. So people have tested the coffee for pesticide residues and things, and apparently that's a decent clean coffee. So if you're in a pinch, you could probably, like, say you're at a hotel or something and you really were in pain, or, you know, you could, you know, get your Folgers regular out.
Well, it tastes horrible, but, you know, it's clean as hell. Well, I wonder who did the test. I know Mike Adams has that test center. I wonder if he's tested different types of coffee. I should probably look at that.
I am wondering.
Yeah.
I think it would be, you know, it's important that you do it properly. And I think the main caveats to be aware of is just don't make sure the temperature is correct. You can really burn yourself if you have that too hot. And that's very, very vital to get the body temperature or even a little less.
Yeah.
It's not very pleasurable to do it cool, and it's not as effective. So really, I think the skill set with the coffee enema is getting the timing right and the temperature right on that.
Yeah, I found that I can't hold it. If it's too hot or too cold, I can't hold it as long as well, too. So you're right. Yeah. You got to find, and everyone's just a little different, too. So you got to kind of find what temperature works for you and just remember that number. Like, if you hold it for the whole 12, 15 minutes, you look at that temperature and you're like, okay, I got to remember that.
Right. And if you do have irritation in the area, you can use some natural aloe vera gel. It's really soothing. Or calendula, like a calendula salve or cream, is soothing to the tissues if you feel irritated afterward. Sometimes people retain the coffee, so it doesn't come out right away, and they can get a little nervous about that. So you do have to plan it so that you're just not running out to a party afterward or something, or to work. You really need to be around the toilet just for a little bit, at least an hour. Because you may have had impacted stool, which is very common, and the coffee comes up and around it and softens from the behind the mass, and it takes some time for that to evacuate.
Mm.
And so I said to somebody today, I said, you might think it's a toot, but don't trust that.
Oh, man.
Just go to the toilet just in case.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're dealing with a lot of old stool. I see people with big bellies, and a huge amount of that is impacted stool they're carrying around. So just releasing that from the body is such a lift of such a burden, right?
Yeah.
And then also another contraindication, or that some people will say it's a contraindication, but it's really not, would be hemorrhoids. And it actually can alleviate the pressure that comes from the large intestine to do a coffee enema, even with hemorrhoids. I generally suggest to treat the hemorrhoids with some witch hazel and some calendula and really lubricate the nozzle properly before using it. And again, afterward, lubricate and soothe the area. But it will take the pressure off the hemorrhoids in the long run. So it is worth to do it. Also, not having a gallbladder. It is, it's not contraindicated. It's just a different experience because you're not going to release the bile for in that way, because bile is constantly dripping when you don't have a gallbladder, which you need. It's not a vestigial organ. You need your gallbladder. I've saved many a gallbladder by helping people understand that they need to drink a lot of water, they need to take a probiotic, and they need to do a castor oil pack over the gallbladder to stop the colic, which is causing the pain, which is taking them to the hospital, which is taking them to the surgery room.
Oh,
And
wow.
they can avoid it if they do proper procedure and clean it up, the colic. Or the colic is like of a stone getting stuck in the neck of the gallbladder and
Yeah.
causing considerable pain. And it can obviously cause strangulation of the gland, which can lead to necrotic tissue. It can be obviously dangerous. It's just you can do other things to mobilize and move that along. Drink lots of water, of course, and then you can take something called chancepiedra or breakstone as a herbal to assist the normal natural breakdown. And you take a lot of specific enzymes to break down the stones as well. And you can save your gallbladder. It's not that difficult to do as long as you can get past the initial emergency colic situation, which you can usually using DMSO as well as castor oil. And then the next stage, you continue to treat it rather than just leave it for the next time you have a blockage. So, because if you do have constantly leaking bile, that will damage the area around the gallbladder and can lead to cancer or ulcers in that area. So you really do want to have it. And obviously, you can't digest a lot of fats and things properly when you don't have a gallbladder. And there's some emotional rationale around that as well, which has to do with a lot of the energy of strength. Gall, like gall is like, whoa, the gall that she said that, this fortitude of standing up for yourself or expressing a need in a clear way, having the gall to do that. So there's a lot emotional energy tied to our organ systems, and homeopathics also can be of great aid in preventing the gallbladder to be removed. So is that your daughter?
Yeah, this is
Hi.
Isabella.
Hi, Isabella.
Well, so I use just coconut oil to lubricate. Is that okay? I've never really, yeah, okay.
Anything. I use olive oil because it's easy for me to have available. Any of those oils is completely acceptable.
Great. All right. Well, again, guys, if you're just tuning in, make sure to support Amanda. Check out her website, yumnaturals.com. You can, oh, hold on, baby. Sorry, my kids are got wild, got loose.
Hi.
Check her website out. It's a great website. I really appreciate her coming on the show today. Also, make sure to check out her book, Healing with DMSO. It's a really easy read and it's a fast read, and I'm sure you guys will love it and learn a lot from it. And so, if you haven't done any research on the Gerson's therapy, I really encourage you to watch the film, The Beautiful Truth. It is a beautiful film. It's a film I saw a long time ago, and it really did change my life. And so if you're wanting to order from Framing the World, the next five people who order from the store, if you type in 5OFF as a coupon code at checkout, you'll get $5 off your order. That's 5OFF. The next five people can get it. Right now it's available. So, yeah, you can go get Amanda's book at a discount there. So, Amanda, thank you so much. I really could talk to you just for hours and hours. And I really appreciate your time. You're very knowledgeable. And how far away from Toronto are you? You're not very far, are you?
No, it's between 2 and 3 hours, depending on where you are in the city.
Okay. Yeah. North. So great. So if you live in the Toronto area, check out her store. Do you mind saying the location of it?
I'm in Minden, Ontario. And so you can look on the website. There's a map and information as to where the store is. And, you know, it's best if you can book an appointment ahead of time, because then I can spend a bit more time with the people that come. Yeah. A lot of people will drive up on a Saturday, which works nice, because a lot of the local people don't really pay attention. Like the people who come up from the city in general, they aren't holistically minded. So it tends to be a slower day anyway, which is perfect for those who really know where I'm at and want to spend some time. But, I have been getting more and more requests and more booked up. So I am looking to change my business model a little bit. When I move locations, I'm probably not going to be open to the public. It's probably going to be more about, in the private, and booking appointments even to shop in the store, more like a boutique. Because, well, the thing is, a lot of people, this is about healing something in their life, and they'll walk in and it's like a consult in the moment, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm spending up to an hour with them, or these kinds of things. So it's tough just to have walk-in traffic and then that sort of thing go on. So I'm trying to figure out another way to have it work a bit better. And then I was going to have maybe open houses for the public, maybe once a month, and have a party, you know, something fun, something community oriented, maybe a potluck involved. And so I want to change the way in which we're, you know, interacting, because I don't really like the old style business model much anymore. I think a lot of this, what's going on, is challenging us to get creative and find different ways to do business, you know, and to get the jobs done that we need. And I'm excited for it, actually. I know it's a lot of change, but I'm a change maker anyway, so I'm used to it.
Awesome.
But it was great to be with you, Paul, and I really enjoyed it. And, you know, you have a great show, and I'm glad you run these things yourself, because it's really potent when you do it, and then you feel confident, and then you share it with others, and then it hands the torch over to them, and then they tell another and another. And that's really how we're getting a lot of these things done these days.
Yeah.
So it's great. So thank you very much for having me again.
I appreciate it, Amanda. And again, guys, make sure to head over to the store and get her book and support her in any way. If you want to make a consultation, make sure to call the number. Thank you so much, Amanda. I really hope you have a good day, and I can't wait to have you back on.
Sounds great, Paul. Have a great one.
Right,
thanks so
too.
Much.
All right. All right, guys. Well, I don't even know what to say. I love people that know what they're talking about, and Amanda is just so knowledgeable about all these different subjects. Again, if you want to get the $5 off, you can do that. Just type in 5OFF at checkout, and you can get $5 off your order. Thank you so much for supporting us at Framing the World. I hope you have a good night, and God bless, guys. Bye.